Right, so this is a story that we've been keeping an eye on over the course of the day. The Please Call Me movement saying it won't back down on its decision to shut down the Vodacom head office in Midrand tomorrow should Vodacom not make payment to Nkosana Makate. Now, Makate is believed to have invented the free facility. Vodacom had given the group until midday to call off its demonstration, but it insists Vodacom must pay Makate out for this invention. EWN's Mia Lindeke has been watching this tug-of-war between the mobile operations company and march organizers, and she joins us now. Mia, I see Vodacom served papers on the organizers, including Banyaza Lusufi today, telling them to call off this protest.
That's correct. It was, in fact, from the legal department, cease and assist letter. But both of them, one of the organizers of this mass action, Modise Zetwaba and Banyaza Lusufi, they both said that they're not going to be intimidated. And both of them said, actually, in so many words, bring it on, Vodacom. Now, we know that they have given Vodacom until 12 o'clock, until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to make a deal and sit down with Nkosana Makati and finalize this matter, because they say that they want him to be compensated. This issue has been dragged on for more legal issues have been dragged on for over 10 years. It was in 2000 that Mr. Makati actually invented this Please Call Me service. And they say that the only reason why they're rallying behind him is because they want this man to be compensated. But what I can also tell you, Joanne, is that they also use this platform at a media briefing, which I attended earlier, where they announced what they call a rolling mass action of boycotts. Now, they say if the Vodacom does not actually comply with that deadline they've given them by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to sit down with Makati and sort this issue out once and for all and make that payment, then there will be this mass action from Friday, the 1st of February, where they are calling on South Africans to boycott all products, sport events, which Vodacom is a sponsor of, terminate cell phone contracts, and even ask for data and airtime in advance and then don't pay for it. And they also threaten to lobby government to cancel contracts with Vodacom and also go as far as seeking some support from international companies. And this is all to put more and more pressure on Vodacom to finalize this long protracted issue with Mr. Makati.
All right. Thank you very much for watching that, Mia. We're actually going to just remind you of what came out of a discussion that my colleague Nolani Gwala had with Banyaza Lusufi a little bit earlier on today.
10 o'clock is a deadline where Vodacom must meet with Mr. Makata and resolve the impasse. If 10 o'clock expires, the team will come back and announce an appropriate action. One of the actions that we thought we would do was to hand over a memorandum tomorrow there. Unfortunately, there's no one there because they've closed. We will go there at the time that we'll announce where we'll get. If people go there tomorrow, another thing, this is a choice to go there to deal with those other things. But where we stand, there will be an appropriate day where we will explain to South Africans that we are going to Vodacom and deal with whatever that wants to do. Okay. That's the part that people are going to be mobilized there. Because as I said, we've achieved something without even raising a finger. It's shut down. Mm-hmm. They've closed it.
Right, so that was what Banyaza Lusufi had to say earlier on. We'll keep the story alive throughout the program and speak to Ulrich Roux, a criminal lawyer, around about after 5 o'clock to just get a sense of exactly what sort of legal standing Vodacom has in this case.